shoulder. Yeah. Another step. Somebody began to whip him. He made another step. Oh, yeah. Another step. Somebody nailed in his hand. He made another step. Somebody spit on him. He made another step.
It's KAYT, Gina Lang, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
God does restore. You are living evidence and proof that your God does. Come on, somebody needs to know, can God do it? Are there three people in the house who don't mind being evidence that God can do it, has done it? Somebody needs a little boost. Somebody needs a little encouragement. And I dare you to be the evidence today and tell somebody God does restore. Yes, He does. Yes, He does. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. We bless God once again for this day that God has blessed us to assemble and to share. To those online, we thank God for you, to all of our ministers, the officers and members, all of you, my Father's children. So good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. And we're glad that you decided to make us your worship partner on today. You could have been anywhere else in the world, and you chose to be here with us, and we certainly appreciate you for being with us as we seek to glorify our wonderful God and a risen Savior. To God be the glory. So good to see all of you. Pastor Jefferson and Lady Jefferson, so good to see y'all with us on this morning. Amen. All of our visitors and friends, family members from all over the place. Just good to see everybody. Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Anybody glad to be here? Don't fool me now. Are y'all glad to be here? Amen. Amen. Now, God, we come before you. Your presence. In your presence, seeking your touch. Thank you for this worship experience. Thank you for reminding us through song and prayer just who you are. And now, God, we ask that you speak a word to us to help us hold to what we've got. We thank you even now, God, for the power of your word, how it leads us and guides us and strengthens us, prepares us and protects us. What a privilege it is to be able to share in your word and to receive it. I pray today, God, that we not just hear it, but we'll receive it and have a desire to apply it to our very lives. Lord, I pray that you will save souls, that you will change hearts, that you will open doors, that you will make ways like only you can. Will you touch now, oh God? I yield myself to you, saying, Holy Spirit, have your way. We yield ourselves, saying, Lord, talk to us. Come by here, dear Lord. Come by here. We promise to give you the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. If y'all don't mind, my assignment is to dig, to draw water from an old well. Yet, I pray we get fresh water today. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. There's no need to me really doing much. Mr. Tate in the choir already took my doggone sermon. Prayed all week long before the Lord, word studies, Hebrew and Greek, and they kept in and dumped the church. Ain't nothing left for me to do but say amen. Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 20. The word of God reads thusly, now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. That's it. Say amen for the word of God. The grass withers, the flowers fade thereof. The word of our God shall stand forever. I got to do it one more time. Look to a neighbor. Look to the one that you like first. You know how it goes. If you don't like who you sit next to, it's your fault for sitting there next to them. Never sit by people you think are ugly, rude, and you can't stand. At least halfway smile at them. And say to them these words, neighbor, good to see you. Made two good decisions. You came to church, and you sat by me. God's word to us today. It's time to pray big prayers. That's the wrong neighbor. Find you another neighbor and look them in the eye and say, hello, neighbor. I saved the best for last. I like you more than my first neighbor, but don't tell him I said it. God's word to us today, it's time to pray big prayers. Say amen for the word of God if you receive it already. It's time to pray big prayers. For some reason, those who know me and are close to me call me cheap. Now, I hadn't said anything worth an amen yet, but I did hear everybody who said amen, and I will govern myself accordingly. But often I'm called cheap and frugal, and I'll stretch a quarter as far as it can be stretched. And I know a good deal when I see one. And then God gave me discernment, and I know a bad deal when I see one. But a couple of years ago, I embarked upon, still don't know how it happened, but 3 years ago, I embarked upon a membership to this thing called Amazon Prime. I don't know how they got me yet, but I frequently, every now and then, will order something off Amazon because I don't like to go to the store. I love y'all, I just don't always want to see y'all at the store. Because, you know, our people tend to be nosy. You getting that? Ain't that in my bucket? Who gonna cook that? And see, in me is Castor and the Brickyard, and I might put you in a dozen. So the best thing for me to do is just shop online. And, and I'll tell you who gonna cook it. But I learned to shop online is more convenient for me with my hectic schedule sometimes. And all I thought that I had was Amazon because I guess I done bought enough stuff from them. I don't know yet how I got an Amazon Prime. And I was sitting, I think I may have been maybe in the gym or something talking to some guys. And they were talking about how they were watching movies on Amazon. And they're watching games on Amazon and all these different things they're able to do on Amazon. And I said, well, how y'all able to look at, all I know about Amazon is you can shop for stuff and just look at my shopping cart and things like that. That's all I knew it had available. And they said, well, oh man, you got to be a Prime member to be able to get these features. You got to be Prime. I say, well, some come on my account because I check my statement like I check my teeth. And the statements keep telling me something about Prime membership that was automatically deducted from my account. And I said, let me check this thing out and see if I got some Prime. And so I went on with my smart TV that's way smarter than me, obviously, and determined that Guess what? I've been a Prime member all this time and didn't even know it. I kept Amazon to where I was familiar. I kept Amazon at the ground level. But I had the capability to have so many different things at my disposal, but I didn't tap into what I really had. I had more going for me than I knew, but I wasn't willing to take one more step and find out I'm a Prime member. I came to tell some child of God this morning, you are a Prime member. You are a member of Heaven Prime. And I want to talk to two or three people who are tired of just ordering simple prayers. I want to talk to people who are tired of just going in the shopping cart. I want to see who can tap into the benefits of being a child of God. I want to see who's willing to tap in to see that if God made the earth and God is omnipotent and God is omniscient, if God is all-knowing, God got all this power, if he can make a heaven and an earth, he can surely heal my body. If he can make a heaven and an earth, he can sure provide for me. I wish I had somebody who don't mind being a Heaven Prime member. And the good news about it, the cost is already been paid for. Ain't nothing gonna come out your account because it's already been paid for some 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary. Your Savior and mine paid the price. All we gotta do is accept it, put in our password call in the name of Jesus, and walk into your Prime benefits. I wish I had somebody who's on mine today saying, I'm ready to pray some big prayers. I am taking the lid off of my God. All with faith, all things are possible. And I tell you, neighbor, why not me? And why not you? Give God a praise if you're ready right now to pray some big prayers. Come on, don't fool me now. I'm talking about your life, your destiny, your future, your community. It can happen for you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's time to pray some big prayers. Paul tried to illustrate this to the church at Ephesus and the church abroad. He tries to illustrate this talking to them in this particular passage that we look for today. He's trying to establish and set up the universal church and talks about how God has already given us so many privileges, so many things God has already put in the works for the people of God. Paul talks about how at one point we were messed up, but now we're still in God's hands and we are considered to be God's workmanship. We are God's masterpiece. You know, one thing I like about masterpieces, anybody ever seen the Mona Lisa? Y'all know that picture I'm talking about, the Mona Lisa. It's this little lady who got this smirk on her face or a frown. We can't really tell what kind of face she's making. But you know, it's one of the most famous pictures in the world. It is worth millions of dollars. Can I tell you something you may not know about the Mona Lisa? It's not even finished. How can something be valuable and not even finished? Y'all missed your shout. That you are already a workmanship, but you're not finished. You ain't seen nothing yet what God want to do in your. I reckon that the God who started a good work in you will not finish it or complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. I wish somebody get happy on a Sunday morning and get excited about the fact I got something coming for me. Just turn the page. The next chapter has not been written. God got more in store for me, but I got to be willing to pray some big prayers. I'm not finished. You're not finished yet. Some of y'all done gave up too soon. You're just in the seventh inning stretch. But there's some more innings to be played. There's some more pitches to be thrown. There's some more balls to be knocked out the park. If you just give God an opportunity to be a God and bless you in mighty ways. Paul tries once again. Let me hurry, because I can see y'all's face and y'all ain't come for all this. I can see your face. So Paul argues, and Paul, in between chapters 1 and 3 and chapters 4 and 6, Paul, the chapters 1 and 3 are the theological portions of Ephesians. It's talking about what God did for us. But in chapters 4, 5, and 6, it is the practical aspect. It's what we're supposed to do for God. But in between the theological and the practical is something strange called a doxology. Can the church say doxology? Can we go to school for a minute? It's called doxology. The word doxology, doxa meaning glory, logos meaning word or speech. In other words, it's a good word about the Lord. And so in the middle of being able to see what God did for us and what God wants us to do for him, ought to be somebody to give him the glory. And in this third chapter, Paul talks about his prayer for us. Paul prays that we'll be able to understand how deep, how high, how far the God's love for us goes. You don't even know how much God loves you, because many of you have been so damaged by people who don't love you, been so damaged by your mistakes, been so damaged by your shortcomings, damaged by what somebody said. But I come to tell somebody, come out of that funk on today, come out of that pit and that hole, because God says you are loved beyond measure. If you knew all the plans God had for you, it would blow your mind. If you knew what God had in store for you, if you knew how God sees you, that you are the apple of God's eye, that's how come you made it through stuff that you don't know how you made it. That's how come you hadn't lost your mind. That's how come you ain't been in jail somewhere. That's cause you ain't already been dead, because God's love goes beyond your mistakes. I know. And here's the shout about it. Here's the shout just for me. Some of us can't receive that because we don't love ourselves and we don't love God. But can I tell somebody who don't even really love God, he still love you anyway. He know when you don't mean him no good. He know when you faking. He knows when you're fronting. He knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. Y'all think Santa Claus know about you? I'll tell you, God knows about you. He knows everything about you and still loves you beyond measure. I wish I had about three people, I'd be number four, who could just get happy about the fact you may not like me, but my God loves me. He woke me up this morning. He started me on my way, and I'd rather have God loving me than anybody else. If God be for us, who in the world can be against us? Can somebody thank God today that he loves you? Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And so Paul says, I want you to understand, my prayer for you is that you'll come into knowledge, that you will comprehend, that you will just understand how much God loves you, because you can't work for somebody you don't know. You can't serve somebody you can't stand. And how can you see how God been good to you in spite of your won't say amen, won't say hallelujah self? He'll still be good to you, give you jobs you ain't qualified for, houses you can't afford, food you don't know how to find, a mind that you can't get, and still be good to you. It's graduation season. We got some people who done walked across the stage and walked across the field, and it was nobody but God. I wish I had some real graduates. I wish I had some real parents who can thank God. It was nobody but God on those sleepless nights. Nobody but God in those difficult moments who loved me enough to keep me. Yeah. So he hoped, Paul says, I want you to understand. Paul tapped into something. Paul says, I used to be one of those who fought progress. I used to be one of those who didn't even know God. He said, I'm one of the least of the apostles, yet God changed my life. And Paul is not selfish. I like Paul because Paul is not selfish. He wants the people of God to experience what he's experiencing. Has anybody learned how God been so good to you? You want that cup to overflow? You want somebody else to get that blessing? When God been good in your life, when you start tapping in to how God favors you, you want to be a blessing instead of getting a blessing. So Paul puts this doxology right here between the theological and the practical, and says, before you can go work for him, before we can get y'all to be drawn together, you got to learn how to pray big prayers. There are some things, beloved, that God wants to do with you, through you, but you got to believe God can. I'm trying to tell somebody today, I came on assignment to let somebody know the man ain't holding you back. The color ain't holding you back. Your mama ain't holding you back. Your daddy ain't holding you back. You're holding yourself back because you don't believe God when you somebody like you. So, Paul says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, he ends this prayer with a praise, so that we'll know how to pray with a praise. Missed it. He ends his prayer in chapter 3 with a praise, so we'll know how to praise our way to get ready to pray. Y'all missed your shot again. Before you even go do anything for him, you got to thank God what he's already done for you. Woo! Y'all go get it. That's all right. If I don't have a majority, I'm fine with it. Maybe I got to do it by myself to say, Lord, I believe you can do anything. I believe you can heal sickness right on the spot. I believe you can use me to help somebody else. I believe today. Here it is. Here it is. In order to pray big prayers, though, maybe we ain't getting them, so maybe I got to teach this for a few minutes. I'm going to hurry. I promise y'all I'm going to hurry as quick as I can because I'm really looking at y'all, and I'm just trying not to mess with you too bad. I understand you still may have some cooking to do. You got some ribs that ain't ready yet, so I'm going to go on, let you go and go, okay? But in order to pray big prayers to go begin with, you've got to elevate your eyesight. In order to pray big prayers, we've got to elevate our eyesight. Somebody say eyesight. Eyesight is not having eyes. It's where your eyes looking. Y'all missed it. It's not the fact that you have eyes. It's the direction of your eyes. Look at, can I show you where the eyesight got to be elevated? Now unto him. Y'all missed it. I'm going to try again. Now, see, here's the problem. If you keep looking at your job, you can't look at him. If you keep looking at your finance, you can't look at him. If you keep looking at your sickness, you'll never look at him. But I need about two people to say, now unto him. I got that going on, but now unto him. People are mad at me, but now unto him. I'm sick, but now unto him. Okay, I'm going to try again. I'm going to leave y'all alone. In order to pray big prayers, you got to remember who you're talking to. Some of us have been so damaged by life, we think we're talking to just the big man upstairs, the big guy. But let me introduce you to somebody you may not know. I'm going to introduce you to him. Him who woke us up this morning. Him who created this universe. Him who's been good to you. Him who walks with you. Him who talks to you. Him who provides for you. Him who makes ways for you. Him who keeps you. Anybody know him? I thought somebody knew him. Anybody ever tried him? Anybody ever talked to him? Has him ever been good to you? Take about 5 seconds. Just thank him for being him. And when you thank him for being him, you stop worrying about them. I wish I had somebody. When you keep your eye, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Can anybody get happy about him? I know you got problems, but what about him? I know you're in pain, but what about him? I know you're suffering, but what about him? Hey! And some of us know him well enough to know, if he brought me through that, hey God, I know he'll bring me through this. I don't believe he'll bring me this far. Hey! And lead me now. Can somebody thank him for being him? He's worthy. He's holy. Let us elevate him. Let us lift him. And if I be lifted from the earth, I'll draw. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to do all that. I'm sorry. I want to be dignified, but I haven't been too good. I want to be distinct. I want to be distinguished, but I can't be. I got to give him radical praise. I got to give him undignified praise. Because when nobody else was there, him was there. When everybody abandoned me, him was there. Him raised me. Him kept me. I dare you change your eyesight right now. I dare you stop looking at your problem and look at your problem fixer. I double dog dare you to put your eyes on the one who made you in this world and you realize, see, here it is. We got to start maximizing him and minimize the problem. Stop maximizing your problem and minimizing him. Hey. I want to say this to you. There's no way you come into his presence and something don't change you. I'm talking about when you tap into his presence. Even when he don't work the situation out, he done worked you out. I got a witness here that even if he don't fix it right now, I got enough in his presence that until he fixes it, I'm gonna still trust him. It's time to pray big prayer. But you can't do that with your eyes on the wrong thing and the wrong direction. Maybe that's why they bowed in the old day, because they keep looking at stuff. You won't pray right. Keep looking at your troubles, you won't pray right. Keep looking at people, you'll be embarrassed. But see, real prayer is not about how long you say it. It's about how sincere you are. Sometimes all you got in you is a have mercy. Sometimes all you got is a Lord save me. And sometimes all you got is a groan. But can I tell you something about him? You can groan unto him and the Holy Ghost can communicate what you got going on through that groan and talk to God and still meet your need. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Now, I got another reason why you ought to elevate your eyesight, though. Because not only is he him, him is able. It's one thing for him to have authority, but it's another thing when he show off his ability. Has God ever showed up in your life when nobody but him could do it? Has anybody ever been given up on, but God still chose to throw his weight around and just show up and show out? Now, unto him who is able. Lord, I wish I had some people who know he's able. Oh, I need you to get it. I want this thing to catch fire. I say he's able. Even if he don't do it, I shout because he's able to do it. See, that's real faith. See, real faith ain't waiting on the results. Real faith trusts him in the process, because you know that he's able. And if God says no, it's not necessarily no. It might mean not right now or not yet, but I trust him because he's able. There comes a point. There comes a point where people ain't able no more. Comes a point where government ain't able no more. Comes a point when your muscles ain't able no more. Comes a point when your money ain't able no more. But you got a God who's always able. Somebody say, yes, he is. He's able. We said so much in church that I don't think we know what we're saying. If you got the faith, God got the power. If you got the faith, God got the power. Let me tell you something. If you ain't got the faith, he still. Whether you believe him or not, he still got the power. I wish I had some anyhow saints in the house. And even if you don't believe, that's your business. But I'm not going to stop believing in my God, because I know he's able. Change your eyesight. Change your focus. Change your viewpoint. Change your perspective, because your God is able. Some of us, I know I'm hollering a lot, but some of us are so damaged. We're so traumatized. You know why? Y'all hear me say it often. Because our outlook determines our uplook. We're bringing God down to what we see. And since I'm so damaged, I don't even think he will do it for me. But I dare you to make your uplook determine your outlook. If you just keep looking to him, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. It'll bless your life. I've been doing it. When you change your uplook, you stop looking at them. You start looking past them, over them, around them. Woo! I better leave that alone.
Folks that think they getting in your way, I'm so caught up in God and trusting God's word, I ain't studying what you saying. I ain't studying what you doing. The weapon can be formed, but it cannot prosper because my eyes are on him. That's why some of y'all are catching it. I came to speak prophetically. That's why some of y'all are catching it, because you stopped looking at them and start putting your eyes on him. And that's why them don't want to fool with you no more. That's why them talking about you, because now you don't need them and you trusting in him. You figure out where the post office is for yourself now, and now you don't need them. Elevate your eyesight. Secondly, if you go pray big prayers, not only do you elevate your eyesight, expand your expectations. Change your eyesight. And when you start seeing how big God is, and then you start remembering that he's not just God, he's my Father. Wait a minute. When you start looking at him and focusing on him every day, you remember what Jesus told disciples in Matthew 6, I know you need some food. I know you're going to need some clothing. If I'm going to take care of flowers, if I take care of birds, you think I'm going to take care of my children? So he says, since you know I got you with that, just seek me and my righteousness and everything you don't even know you need or want. You ain't got to go get, it'll be added. Now, well, here's your shout. The shout ain't unto you. The shout is added. Because in order for something to be added, I got to have a start already. So everybody in here who's got God on their side, you ain't starting with nothing, because he got to add to something. So before you look for something new, can you thank God for you right now? I dare you to thank God for you right now. It may be a hoopty, but it's mine. Maybe a shack, but I'm living in it. Maybe trouble, but I thank God for it. And now I'm ready for something to be added. Now I want to him who is able to do. Ooh. He's able. See, God don't just always sit. Sometimes God will do some stuff. I like this because, see, Buddhists got to go worship statues. Confucius got to go to a building. They got to go to a place and worship something because it can't move. So the people got to come to it to worship. But the God that you didn't have to make, but the God that made you, he's everywhere that you need him to be. He's already where you're going, already been where you are, already been past where you've been. Can somebody thank God that he's movable? Yeah. He's already in your tomorrow. He's already in next week. So why are you worrying about tomorrow and tomorrow's already handled? If tomorrow could talk, tomorrow would tell you God got you. So go on praising right now for you right now and be rapping about you not yet, because your God is already there. Because he's able to do. Watch this. Then we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Some of us in trouble. Here's why. Can I tell you why we're in trouble with our prayer life? Because some of us are just too smart. And let me be a real pastor and love you enough to tell you the truth and insult you. Because we're smart in books and silly in faith. I got to look at you and tell you. I got to look at you and tell you. Somebody say by now. By now you all know you can't cute your way to this. By now, somebody say by now. By now you can't Google your way into this. By now you can't pay your way into this. You've got to trust in a God who knows way more than your smart self knows. Faith is realizing where you got to take your hands off of it. So, and I know the song says he'll never put more on you. that you can bear. I got to argue with that, because why else would he tell you cast burdens? If you'll never put more on than you can bear, what is that to give him? Sometimes God want to see, are you going to just keep trying to tote it, or are you going to give it to me? But you want to tell the world, I'm being strong. I ain't got nobody to prove nothing to no more. I ain't trying to impress nobody. Because Paul says that the more weak I admit I am, the more strong he'll be in me. I ain't got nobody to impress. Sometimes I'm broke. Sometimes I'm weak. Sometimes I'm hurting. But I trust that God will heal, provide, and take care of me. And I ain't got no problem that when he does it, to give him the glory. Hey, guess what? He did it again. He woke me up again. He healed me again. He provided again. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above. We ought to be happy about to do. Because we know he's able. I'm gonna leave y'all alone. Y'all ain't come for this. I can be happy off the fact he can do it. But then he say, I can do exceeding. Exceeding means beyond, surpass. Then he says, abundantly. That means supplying more than I need. Then he don't just stop there at exceeding abundantly. Then got nerve to say, above. Here's the shout. You got to know what he's talking about. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above you. Amen. Our problem is we're trying to do exceeding abundantly above. That's why Paul included all you can ask. Or even think with your smart self. Some of us have gotten so crazy that we think it stops with us. Hey, y'all, it's under him, but it's above us. I wish somebody would. I want you to look with your spiritual eye. Look at all them blessings above you. Look at that breakthrough above you. Look at that healing above you. Look at that provision up there. Look at that healing up there. Look at that new home up there. Look at that new ministry up there. Look at vision up there. Look at children up there. Look at graduation up there. Look at deliverance up there. Can you see up there? Have you looked up there? You should, if not unto him. It ain't no problem to see it if you're already looking at it. See why I told you to change your eyesight? Because we're keeping stuff at the ground level. But you got a God to tell him I said it too. I'm going to tell y'all a secret. You can tell them. God specializes in penthouse blessings. God, some of y'all got to come out the basement. It's time to go up. God has got the elevator ready to take you higher. Anybody want to go higher? Anybody want to go deeper? Anybody want to go further in God? Now, how much time I got? How much time I got, man? Am I good? Okay. Max said it. Hey, y'all. Some of us have put a lid on God. Because we're looking so much at people and situations and things. Here's what I want you to start doing. We're going to all do it together if we can. When you get your reports, when you see the news, you see what's going on, now say, Lord, you got that. Amen. Y'all missed it. Y'all missed it. Y'all missed it. Because when you do this, you ain't going to be on Facebook trying to chase down stuff. When you do it right, you're going to be pacing the floor all night. You're going to go to bed.
I ain't say sleep here. I say going to bed. I'm talking about old slobbering, nasty. I mean, sleep. You gonna wake up fresh as the day the next morning. Lord, what kind of sleep you gave me? He said, I ain't give you sleep, I gave you rest. Anybody need some rest in your life? The reason why you ain't got no rest is because you're trying to replace God. Today, I'm gonna ask somebody to give God back what's his. Give God back your life and let him work some stuff out for you, in you and through you. Let me see what I'm gonna do. Let me see what I got to work out here. Let me see what I'm going to come up with. Oh, you crazy. By now, you ought to get to the point, say, God, how you going to get your glory this time? Lord, I'm excited to see what you're going to do with this one. Hey, Lord, we got a nice little equation, but I know you're already the solution, so you don't care what the problem is. Can anybody thank God that he is the solution? So no matter what the solution is, I know I can't worry about the problem. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above your best prayer. Yes. The one you fasted for. So what I want you to do, seal it in the name of Jesus, but don't close it in the name of Jesus. Ah, y'all missed your shout. Seal it in his name, but don't close it in his name. The problem is, y'all, we prayed it, but we stopped looking for it. Most of us pray because we know it's the right thing to do, but we don't pray expecting. You went down praying, scared, got up, scared. I'm saying, see how y'all stop shouting with me? Start praying worried, amen, still worried. Prayed, foolish, said amen, foolish. Because some of us hadn't figured out yet. Prayer will change you for a change of situation. Because real prayer is about getting to God's presence and posturing yourself to hear from him, not him just always hearing from you. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Which means that if he can go above it, give him something to go above. I don't think I'm making sense to you. If you go on ask and think, let him go and blow your mind. Has God ever wowed you? I need three people that don't mind admitting. Has God ever wowed you? See, y'all looking for big stuff, but sometimes you got to look for big stuff and small stuff. Other day, I said, dog, I got to go to the ATM machine because I need to go get this and there. And I mess around and check my pocket, find a 20. Got to be a God somewhere. Because normally I don't let those 20s loose. And God will open up a door. Now, I could have been thinking, how I let that 20 loose? I stopped doing it. I said, Lord, thank you. A whole dub I found. The street talk, my bad. My bad. Abundantly, so exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. Ask God to blow your mind, but then give him some mind to blow. Hey, y'all. Can I talk to you? Just for, thank you, Kim. Can I talk to y'all? I ain't even see her, but I know I heard her. Sometimes we have small minds because of small environments. Some of us found out because you thought you was going to move somewhere and have more opportunity. And you went out there. But you are the same. So what good is the opportunities to come your way and you hadn't changed your mentality?
I got a message to my people real quick, because it's not about locality. It's about mentality. I got a word for somebody. I don't know who it's for. Something you looking for, God has empowered you to start. But you're looking for it somewhere else, and God already put it in you to start it where you are, but you don't see yourself any bigger than where you come from. And y'all gonna stop letting people tell you ain't nothing in Winfield. Y'all gonna stop that mess. We don't want nothing in Winfield. Because we got small mind people who can't stand to see God blow minds. But I come to kill that assignment in the name of Jesus, that God will turn this thing into a metropolitan with 2,000 people. Lift your hands, Mayor Hams. In the name of Jesus, you will continue to lead everything we need. You will lead us to the next dimension. You're not there by accident. God has placed you there to help lead it. Open to God's mind. Open your mind to God to blow your socks. Blow your socks off. I'm going to leave it alone. Let me 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 leave that alone. I've been doing real good. Let me leave that alone. Now, we won't pray for them, but we're worrying hell about lights being off. Complain about light bills and complain about the pipes. Can I tell you the truth? That stuff was messed up before he took office. But you want to blame somebody that God placed. But you ain't saying that to the ones who caused it, the ones who did it, the ones who watched it and didn't do nothing about it. Small mind. But I call you to keep standing like you ain't never stood before. The devil been trying to attack your back, attack you with sciatica. You are healed. You will have power. You will have the ability to do what God called you to do. Every lie is killed. Every assignment is killed. Every demon, demonic principality is canceled in the name of Jesus. These roads been tore up. It's about infrastructure. And the system been destroyed. And he need another, I'm going to tell you now, he need another term to even make a difference. Are we going to make it happen? Or we going to be a bunch of haters? We going to make it happen, or we going to have some big minds? Tell him I said it. We don't know nothing. We just argue about stuff we don't know nothing about. Small mind. His job ain't to give you an extension. His job is to lead you. Pay your doggone bills. Budget. He ain't doing nothing. You ain't either. He inherited a mess. That's what they won't tell you. And see, they keep trying to make us. We ain't got no sense yet. Part of this big prayer is understand how to see each other right. See, when we change our eyesight and start looking at God, you'll start thanking God for the greatness that's all around you and start bringing people down and bashing your own help. Bashing your own help. Know why? Because you ran your mouth on Facebook, but now you can't see them face to face. It's all in there. We'll come praying big prayers. And God is not going to go bring you a new batch of people. But we don't see greatness. We don't think it's possible God could do great things in us. Oh, that's just old Ham. That's just old New Zion. That's just old Winfield. It don't matter. I can just throw that paper in the ditch.
when I cross the tracks, ooh, let me watch my posture. I better not litter their community. I transform when I cross a track. Ain't that crazy? You go across town, act like you ain't got good sense. Y'all got quiet on me now. It don't matter if you live in the projects. That don't matter. Because I pray in big prayers. And I can turn the projects into a community development project. See, I pray big prayers. And I ain't scared of you little small-minded people. I'm going to keep praying them until God manifests itself. See, I got some people around me who don't want nothing. That's okay, though. God will move out your way, and God will still do it whether you're here or not. God said already a city that the church going to take care of, a community, old folk home, medical center, a school. It shall come to pass. I'm not backing down from it. But see, y'all, hey, some of y'all, don't make me sit you down individually, so everybody sit down. Because some of y'all standing with me don't stand for me. So stop it. You will not sabotage a prophetic word because you don't do nothing to stand with me. So don't stand up now like you with me. Don't make me call you by name. Don't ever do that again. Never insult the Spirit of God again like that. When you know you spoke against it, when you know you dug ditches, how dare you in God's presence play a game like that? I'm trying to save y'all life. Don't y'all do that no more. When you know for a fact you've been against it, I'm trying to save y'all life. Ever do that again? Ever. I'm trying to save your life. I ain't talking about your ministry. I'm talking about your life. Because you put your mouth on not the man of God, but the move of God. Don't you dare do that again. Trying to stand publicly, but stabbing privately. If you ain't with it, just stay ain't with it. But watch God still be with it. And all you go, you'll sit there with your mouth swollen up, watching God bypass you. Small mind. All this kind of crazy stuff. I've been questioning myself. Maybe I shouldn't have said it. Because once I said it, I put in the atmosphere. God gave me that prophetic word. God told me to put the vision out there. I just got too many vision killers. And I ain't got no vision catchers. I know what God told me. It ain't about money. It's about mindset. God keeps showing us so much evidence of what he can do that we'll catch on fire with it. 10 years ago, somebody say 10. 10. 10 years ago, we wouldn't have members on school board. We got 2 members of this house on the school board. And you know what? Y'all don't understand it. Because they're going to get the info to bring back home. They're going to find out how this thing works and bring it back to the house so we can do what God has called us to do. We got a mayor right there in our heart, in our hip pocket, who in the house. Y'all don't see how God got this thing working. I better leave that alone. Oh, I better leave that alone. I feel God in this place. I feel God in this place. And here's what some of y'all got to learn how to do. You better get in the overflow. Instead of getting mad, get close. I double dog. I know you don't put your mouth on the church. I know you put your mouth on people. But God said, I don't even care about that. Today's a brand new day. I'm going to pray enough of a big prayer that to forgive you, to clear you, to cleanse you. Now get over yourself and receive the overflow. Can I prove it? Can I prove it? Can I prove it?
It's right there in the text. Now to him who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all, you can ask or think, or according to. So my third and final point, when you pray big prayers, engage your own energy. Because if you save, he's put his spirit in you. And not only is it his spirit, it's his power. And power in the text means dunamis. That's where the word dynamite come from. It's explosive power. To shift something. To move something. Now, watch. Let me go and do this. Now I need y'all, get out your feelings. You ain't finna lock up what we doing because you so mad about being exposed. God already told you, if you're going to get on board, I done forgave you already, so go and get on board. Just from now on, keep your mouth off stuff you don't understand. If you don't get it, that's fine, but don't put your mouth on stuff you don't understand. Y'all don't have a clue what's going on in Washington, but you don't put your mouth on it. You still respect your presidents and your governors and whoever else, so when God speaks to who you want to speak through, keep your mouth off them too. That explains why some of us going through what we're going through. That explains it. Because instead of praying, P-R-A-Y, we P-R-E-Y on people. One of the worst things in the world is when people come tell you something, they say the Spirit done told them. But it's never something positive. It's always a mess. That ain't prayer. That ain't spirit. That's mess. And you just trying to see if somebody gonna say, "Well, I did want to talk to you about it." I'm not gonna tell you nothing about that. That's dumb. Because here's real prophecy confirms. It's already going on, and it just confirms. This stuff y'all come up with, that's mess. Spirit ain't told you to tell me nothing about my house. Because it's my house. Spirit don't tell you something about your husband. That's your husband. I don't know what's going on, but I hear the Spirit saying, go home. Common sense tell you go home. All it was, somebody been saying you ain't been going home. That ain't prayer. That ain't P-R-A-Y. That's P-R-E-Y. And it's normally about people who ain't got no business. And they miserable. And so I want to rededicate this house to a big prayer house. I hereby, as the angel of this house, I rededicate this place as a house of prayer. Signs and wonders. Deliverance. Some of y'all will be tired of coming looking for mess. Looking for something to be negative about. Stay home if you go do that. We've got to be about our Father's business. And he's put some in you. He's put power in you to help make your prayer come to pass. What am I saying? If you've been praying for rain, God done gave you an umbrella. Ask Noah. It didn't make no sense when God told him to build an ark. It wasn't raining, but the rain came. But you got to put to work what God wants to do and watch God make it rain in your life. You got to work through the energy God has given you. You can't operate by faith when it makes sense. You got to operate by faith even when it doesn't make sense. Anybody can trust God when it's easy. But can you trust God when you got, don't see what, how you going to do it? And now, instead of saying you don't know how, you ought to get happy and say, ooh, you finna blow our mind now, God. All through the word of God. It didn't make sense. Because you see mountains and land barriers around you, a sea in front of you. How are we going to get from the enemy? It ain't for you to do. God say, stretch out your rod. And then God did the work, but you got to do the walk. Y'all missed it. God go do the work, but you got to do the walk. Because God moved the waters, but somebody had to walk by the water. Stop waiting on God and God waiting on you. I'm speaking to somebody's life right now. God's already.